Welcome to another episode of Rebel Yell Charge. Sorry I've been away for so long. A lot has been going on, as we know, in the world today of chaos and disrepair. It's been awful. But I had to finally open my mouth. I can't take it anymore with everything that's going on. With these radicals trying to erase our history, constantly destroy our government, taking law-abiding citizens and try to disarm them, take our freedoms away from us and turn us into a communist country. I just can't take it anymore. And then I'm really, really upset with this whole mindset that the Confederate battle flag is a sign of slavery. It is not. It is not. It is a battle flag for one of the battalions, platoons, implemented the flag because of the confusion with the Union's American flag. They took the colors because their flag that they were using, blue stripe, red stripe, stars up in the corner, looks so much like the American flag, so they created the battle flag when they would go into battle. Just like there's a lot of misconception. The whole Civil War was not based, as they people think, on slavery. It was over money. The South was funding Washington. Their tariffs that they were being charged on their cotton is what was funding the country. Because at that time there was not, you know, your local income tax and federal income tax. I just wanted to jump on and just say I'm just outraged with everything that's going on. I've been predicting since 1982 that there is going to be a second Civil War, that was going to be your conservatives, patriotic conservatives, fighting against communism, your lazy liberals, far left radical dumbocrats. And then there's going to be a revolution, because if the radical left gets in, tries to bring on communism, socialistic communism to our country, the patriotic people that are losing their freedoms will revolt, will fight back, and will try to overthrow the government, which in my eyes, I see it happening. They would succeed. We would succeed. But hopefully it doesn't come to that. But the way things have been going lately for the past 6 months, and if you really want to dig in a little further, the last 3 years, it's not looking good. So now is the time to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Everybody come together and protect our freedoms as we the people. And stop and fight the socialist, far-left radical. From a beautiful, sunny Aruba, I'm keeping this short and sweet today. Rebel Yell Charge. We've seen you again and talking to you again. Stay safe. Revolt. And preserve the freedoms of the main state.